Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
WNYC, I'm Allison Stewart. This past week has been an emotional roller coaster for fans of a certain frozen treat, the Choco Taco. Parent company Klondike announced that it would discontinue the popular single-packaged ice cream snack. The internet exploded. Stephen King, yes, that one, tweeted, "If Choco Tacos are gone, what's next? Hershey Pies? Salt and vinegar potato chips? Baseball? American democracy?" I tell you, this is how it starts. The news caused existential angst about this ubiquitous frozen dessert, but maybe it was about something else. This whole episode got us thinking about our relationship with our favorite treats. They do more than just taste good. They comfort us in hard times. They make us nostalgic for sweeter times. They occupy our memories in a very special way, and we want to probe that a little. So listeners, we need your help for that. Call in and tell us what sweet treats comfort you, make you feel nostalgic, treats that make you feel something deeper than a sugar rush. Maybe there's a story to go along with it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We want to hear your stories. We're taking all your candy calls, all your ice cream calls, all your Choco Taco stories, of course. Give us a call, tweet to us, or DM us on Instagram at allofitwnyc. The phone number again, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. A sweet treat that has a deeper meaning for you. There were some people who questioned the end of the Choco Taco, though, suggesting maybe our emotions were being toyed with. Maybe it was a marketing strategy. Take, for example, host of the pop culture podcast Who Weekly, Bobby Finger and Lindsay Weber, who had thoughts on the demise of the Choco Taco and some of its ice cream truck competition.
I think the number one is the drumstick and the firecracker / bomb pop.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
Choco Taco may be number two. We forgot to rank Choco Taco. I've only had a Choco Taco like once on my life.
But it's clearly not, because they're discontinuing it. I think that's wrong.
As an object, I'm so familiar with it. It's so like pervasive in like summer culture in the United States, I think.
And you've said you've had one?
I've only had one like once or twice.
They're very good.
They're very, very good. And that's why I also, honestly, like, my conspiracy theory is that they're going to come back. This is just like a dumb... Maybe they were going to discontinue
like
it, but I think that how could they not?
Take it away and bring
scarcity.
It back.
Yeah, they're going to take it away and bring it back. Like, why not? Like, they have to use the machines for something else for a season. They're going to get a little press for this.
Well, they did get a lot of press for this. And actually, out of the public outcry came an offer to buy out the Choco Taco. On Thursday, Alexis Ohanian, the founder of the social media site Reddit, now a venture capitalist, girl dad to Olympia, husband to Serena, offered to buy the rights. On the official Choco Taco Twitter account, this is the pinned tweet: "I want to address the rumors. I'm really being discontinued. It's not a PR stunt. I knew you loved me, but not this much. While I reflect on this outpouring of support, we are discussing next steps, including what to do with the last 912 we counted tacos at HQ. Stay tuned." Joining me now to help take our calls is John Prince, a third-generation candy wholesaler. His grandfather, Ernest, founded McKeesport Candy Company in 1927. And his father, Gerald, ran the business from 59 to 2018. Now John Prince is president at CandyFavorites.com. We're so happy to have you with us, John.
I'm honored to be here. Flattered.
Do you have a Choco Taco memory? Let's start there.
So I have two fun memories. One, I was visiting Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, and there was an ice cream vendor. And I went to the vendor. I said, "You wouldn't happen to have any Choco Tacos?" And he said, "I have two left." So I immediately bought them. And my wife said to me, she said, "Oh, you're going to eat two Choco Tacos?" I said, "No." I took one. She had a bite, and we gave one to a little boy behind me. And I said, "Young man, I said, taste this, because this is as good as it gets." And my other memory was, I went to a Grateful Dead show many years ago. Loved the Grateful Dead. And I had a few Choco Tacos at 3 in the morning. They still taste as good in my memory today.
You really have an understanding between the relationship of sweets to memory. What's special about that?
Well, candy and ice cream and sweets, they're simple. They're simple treats. They're affordable. And they take you back to a time when life might have been easier or simpler. And we've been selling candy for 99, we're going on our 95th year. And the funny thing is that we get calls for products that have been discontinued almost daily. And the sad thing is that the list of discontinued items, whether it be ice cream or candy, continues to grow. But people, it's not people want candy so much or ice cream. They want to connect to a time bygone, a bygone time.
You're in the candy business. Your father was in the candy business. His father founded the company in 1927. What is something that is interesting about the candy business that the average person might not think about?
Well, people think of candy as being like a Willy Wonka type environment. And there are moments that it can be that way. But candy is a commodity, like any other product. Candy is subject to change, to market whims, to changes in taste. It's a really fun business. I mean, we had a great run here, but candy, like any other product, is a commodity. Now, unlike most commodities, like a widget or something of that nature, candy is something that has a magical quality that can't be defined. And again, it just goes back to the fact that our earliest memories, when you think about rewards when you're a child, what traditionally is the reward that is given? Candy or a sweet. So it's a business that is magical in that you have the ability to change lives, to bring back memories, to take rough patches in people's lives and make them easier, but only for a brief moment, with a commodity that is relatively inexpensive and accessible for the most part.
My guest is John Prince, president of CandyFavorites.com. Let's take some calls, listeners. Let's go to Michelle on line one, calling in from Brooklyn. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, first time calling in. Love the show. Listen almost every day.
Oh, thanks.
This is all of a sudden my first time calling in. This topic totally touched my heart. I was talking with two great friends of mine via text just the other day about Choco Taco going away, and I teared up a little bit, and then I blurted out, I can't find a Heath bar anywhere in Brooklyn. So upset. My friend responded back from Chicago saying, you know, as kids, we used to make recipes with Heath bars. I can't believe you can't find them. What's going to happen to these recipes? And I kind of thought, what's going to happen to these memories? You go away on a weekend trip, and what do you want to get? Things that you don't have at home? Ice cream and candies.
It's so true. Michelle, I hope you find that Heath bar. I hope it's in your future. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening as well. Francine is in Plainfield, New Jersey on line five. Hi, Francine.
Hi, I grew up in Harlem, and around the corner from where I live was four sons, and then it became four sons and a daughter. And they had penny cookies and penny candy.
Penny candy.
Penny candies and penny cookies, but my favorite thing were ginger snaps because I wasn't a big sweet person, but I love ginger snaps, and I can get 50 cookies for 50 cents.
That's a plan. That was a plan that day. That's a plan for the future. Let's go to Louise from New Jersey on line two. Hi, Louise. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. First time calling in. So when I was growing up, I would go to the convenience stores with my father when he was doing his job, like working around, going everywhere. And he would always buy 100 grand bars for my brother and I. And so I always have like a really strong, like, nostalgic feeling towards those, because it's something like so specific. Nobody goes to convenience stores like, I think I want to get 100 grand bars. You know, like, I feel like it's sort of like a candy for fathers, like it's an older person candy. So that's my like most nostalgic feeling toward anything like that. So
you know
what, Choco Taco is going as well, really hurts.
We'll call it a mature candy. How about that? Let's go to Sarah calling in from Norwalk, Connecticut on line eight. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for calling. I love your Choco Taco story.
Well, it is a silly one, but hi, good afternoon. Yeah, another Choco Taco fan. As a matter of fact, the other day, my phone started blowing up with people sending me condolences because the Choco Taco is no more. And that's mainly because they remember how much I love it from a period of time when I was having surgery, or I was recovering from surgery. I live on a house on a corner in a little neighborhood where there's basically a turf war of ice cream trucks going on, like a little bit of a mafia turf war going on for, not mafia, but ice cream trucks trolling up and down the little streets. And I was recovering from surgery on crutches for
2 months. And I got so that I knew the two different trucks that came by my each corner, their bells, you know, their music by heart. And so it would give me enough time to get out there when I hear it coming up the street slowly, to get out there and get my Choco Taco. And one time I got it just really confused which street corner it was coming up, which side of my street. And I literally was chasing the truck down the street on crutches for a Choco Taco. And that's how bad my love for Choco Taco was, and probably why all my friends send me condolences, because they remember that. The truck did stop. I did get my Choco
Taco. I'm glad you got it. And that was quite a visual. Thank you so much for calling in. Listeners, we want to know about some sweet, some treat that you really have deep feelings about. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. My guest is John Prince, president of Candy Favorites. com. I want to read you a quote from the New York Times write-up on the canceling of Choco Taco, John. It says, to many of the Choco Taco fans who mourned its loss en masse on social media, it tasted like summer or childhood or a beloved memory, even if they hadn't had one in years. You know, I'm curious about that idea of it bringing us back just to childhood. I mean, we have adults all here calling about candy. Is candy and treats, are they inextricably linked to childhood?
Well, they may not be linked just to childhood, but they're linked to memory. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the candies that people have grown up with, I mean, well, first of all, I forget the exact statistic, but a large amount of candies have been around for 60 years or longer. The Hershey bar, the Hershey almond bar, the Snickers bar. Many years ago, we had a person who called in, and they were a veteran of World War II, and he complained about the Clark bars that he bought from us. And Clark did change the formula after Necco went bankrupt. And he told me a story about how he served in World War II. He was in the Philippines, and his only memory of that time and of survival was the one Clark bar that he had with him. So I said, well, I apologize about the formula. I said, but any candy you want from our company is always on the house. So the reality is that it wasn't the candy that he was searching for. He was searching for a connection to a past time. Now, obviously, candy tends to be something we associate with childhood, but it can be any stage of your life, really.
Let's take Luke on line one, calling in from Brooklyn. Hi, Luke. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hey. So my favorite discontinued candy of all time are root beer flavored Lifesavers. And back in the day, before the internet, I actually called the company trying to either get them to make some or convince them, like, how to find them. And I had a very funny conversation with the woman on the other end.
Ooh, did she offer you any advice on how to get your root beer Lifesaver fix?
Well, I was trying to convince, I mean, I actually asked them, I said, in my, you know, youthful hopefulness, I said, you know, how many Lifesavers would I have to buy for the Lifesaver company to make a batch of root beer Lifesavers? And she just laughed and was like, young man, you have no idea how many Lifesavers that is. It would have literally been truckloads.
I like the try. Good try, my friend. Thank you for calling in. So, John, you know, Economy Candy in New York City just celebrated 85 years. They just had a big party over the weekend. They're 10 years your company's junior. We heard someone else called in about these penny candy stores. In terms of retailers, what roles do they play at this point in the candy universe? I can remember when I was a kid, it was you went to a candy shop.
Well, unfortunately, there's no such thing as penny candy anymore, and that in itself is heartbreaking. And ironically, the role of retailers doesn't necessarily benefit the candy industry anymore. Now, a great company like Economy Candy, they're a stalwart to a bygone era, much like we are, and they acknowledge their nostalgic candy past. They try to sell it, but the reality is that candies are based, again, because they're commodities. A company will go in traditionally in a store like a convenience store or supermarket, and they'll do a planogram. And the planogram will dictate where the products are supposed to go. So obviously they're going to want to put products that sell quicker. Hershey bars, Snickers bars, Reese's peanut butter cups, all fantastic candy bars. But the problem is that the outliers, the harder to find candies, the 100 Grand Bar, a marvelous candy bar. Even Lifesavers. Lifesavers discontinued Wild Cherry. Now, that's something that I can't wrap my head around. But the problem is that because it's a commodity, the companies want larger sales. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy that the days of the penny candy, when they had candies that were hard to find, a Reed's Roll, a Mallow Cup, something of that nature, they're disappearing because the profit margin isn't there anymore and there's not enough volume to satisfy corporate America. It's tragic on many, many levels.
I am now enraged. Let's go to Taylor on line 9. Taylor, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hi, Allison. I love your show. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to share my experience. Just this past weekend, I went to visit my niece in New Hampshire, and we went to the movies, and there are only certain candies that I eat at the movies, and one of them is Snow Caps, which I've been eating since a child. And we went to the type of movie theater where they serve food, and the waitress came up to us and said to me, "You actually like those?" And I was really thrown back. And I was like, I think it's a generational difference, because she was a couple generations younger. But it made me nervous that they would discontinue Snow Caps. And I hope other people like eating those at the movies.
Don't say that out loud, Taylor. Don't say it out loud. Snow Caps must live. Thanks for calling in. In our last moments, John, you know, it's interesting that she talked about the generational divide. One of the producers on this segment remembers loving Ring Pops. He's a kid of the 90s. I remember Pixie Sticks was my favorite delivery system, or we used to do those horrible like plastic soda bottles where you just suck the stuff out of them. What is your favorite nostalgic candy?
It's a tough question. I mean, I was always a fan of NECA wafers. When NECA went bankrupt, we ended up buying the entire supply on the East Coast. And I mean, it's just a candy that I absolutely love. And I like Clark bars. I mean, I might prefer the old flavor to the new, but I still like them a lot. And I like Licorice All Sorts, although that's not exactly a retro product, but it's been around for some time. You know, they often say about the cobbler's children going barefoot. My kids always complain that we have no candy in the house, but there's always some candy.
What is the current candy flavor profile that is popular?
Well, blue raspberry is always the winner, and I'm not sure why, but anything that says blue raspberry or blue ras is a seller. But I don't know if there's one specific flavor. I know that sour has always been really popular, so it's I guess it runs the gamut of into what you're interested in or what you're interested in eating that day.
Listeners, thank you so much for calling in with your sweet, sweet memories. That was pun intended, and actually they were all very, very sweet. I'm also thankful to John Prince, president of CandyFavorites.com. Happy 95th anniversary to your family's candy company, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It means the world to us.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.